Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Donald Trump has said he now considers himself the Republican Party's presumptive nominee for the American presidency. He won in all five northeastern states holding primary elections on Tuesday. Nick Bryant is at the Trump campaign headquarters in New York.
Mr. Donald J. Trump!
With five big wins in five northeastern states, Donald Trump described himself as the presumptive nominee, a boxer, as he put it, who just knocked out his opponent and didn't need to await the decision from the referee. But he still needs to win slightly more than half of the remaining delegates to secure the Republican nomination. And his rivals are working together to block his path in upcoming contests such as Indiana next week. A do-or-die moment, perhaps, for the Stop Trump forces. The billionaire seemed to be looking towards the presidential election, attacking the likely Democratic nominee, who he's taken to calling Crooked Hillary.
Well, I think the only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote.
The former Secretary of State beat Bernie Sanders in four out of five contests, opening up an insurmountable lead. And she called for Democrats to come together around her candidacy.
Nick Bryant. The Venezuelan government has imposed a two-day working week for 2 million public sector workers, a temporary measure to help the country overcome a serious energy crisis. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Venezuela is facing a major drought which has dramatically reduced water levels at the country's main hydroelectric dam, Guri. The government has already adopted a number of measures to try to deal with the crisis, including putting the clock forward by half an hour to reduce demand for electricity in the early evening. President Nicolas Maduro says Venezuela has been badly hit by the El Niño weather phenomenon, but the opposition accuses his government of mismanaging the situation.
The U.S. technology giant Apple has seen its first fall in quarterly revenue since 2003. Apple's sales dipped by more than a quarter in China, its most important market after the United States. More from our technology correspondent, Rory Kessman-Jones.
Over the last 13 years, a series of groundbreaking products have pushed Apple's sales ever higher, and it's grown into the world's most valuable company. But now that run has come to an end. Sales in the last 3 months were down 12% on the same period last year, with profits also lower. The main reason was that sales of the iPhone appear to have peaked. It was always going to be hard to beat results which benefited from a big surge in Chinese sales in 2015. But investors are getting increasingly anxious about the lack of a new blockbuster product to follow the iPhone.
World News from the BBC. The United States Director of National Intelligence has said he's worried about what he called a fundamental conflict between the free movement of people across the European Union and the need for national security. Speaking to journalists in the US, James Clapper said the Islamic State group had taken advantage of the migrant crisis and free movement to extend its reach in Europe. Papua New Guinea says it will close a controversial Australian detention centre for asylum seekers located on Manus Island. The decision follows a ruling by Papua New Guinea's Supreme Court. It said the facility breached the country's constitution. The Election Commission of the Government in Exile of Tibet, which is based in India, has announced that its current leader, Lobsang Sangay, has been re-elected for a second five-year term of office. The post was created in 2011 when the Dalai Lama stepped down from his formal political roles. Jill McGivering reports.
Lobsang Sangay is a Harvard-educated lawyer who was born in India to refugees. He said he never expected to win office the first time round, but his reappointment was predicted. He's a moderate voice, favouring the so-called middle way, using dialogue and non-violence to pursue a goal of autonomy within China, similar to that of Hong Kong and Macau. That won't be easy. China refuses to engage with the government in exile, and there's growing concern about the pressure on Tibetan monasteries and the erosion of Tibetan culture.
North Korea has announced that its ruling Workers' Party will hold its first congress in nearly 40 years next month. The gathering will be closely watched for signs of major policy shifts or comment on North Korea's nuclear program. A veteran campaigner for human rights in China, Harry Wu, has died on holiday in Honduras, aged 79. His lifelong efforts to expose human rights abuses resulted in years in Chinese labor camps, and much later, he was deported. BBC News.